In the headlines, the Sanitation Service Authority appeals to businesses and residents whose parking habits are preventing garbage collection. The Barbados Sugar Industry Limited plans to meet with new management of the sugar industry soon. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is pleased with the central bank's decision to halt commercial banks' online charge attempts, and the Media Workers Association of Grenada has raised the issue of being barred from a cabinet swearing-in ceremony. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark, and this is the 7:30 edition of The Latest. The Sanitation Service Authority has appealed to businesses and residents who park indiscriminately, preventing trucks from collecting garbage. Public Relations Officer of the SSA, Carl Padmore, confirmed they've been receiving complaints from residents in Dover and other communities about the delay in garbage collection.
When we did our investigation coming to the latter part of last year and the beginning of this year, we discovered that employees of hotels and businesses in the surrounding areas are parking their vehicles in such a way that it's impeding the natural flow of heavy-duty vehicles, inclusive of our lorries that would remove the household garbage. We therefore are making an appeal to hotels and to businesses in that area to find alternative parking for their staff so that the residents who live in those areas would not be disadvantaged.
Mr. Padmore also appealed to residents in other communities who park their vehicles on the street.
This has been a common trend in some parts of Barbados, especially where the roads are quite small. Residents are parking their vehicles in such a way that sometimes it would hinder or delay a collection. And therefore, we want to make the wider appeal as well for persons to please have their vehicles set down on their property, have their vehicles in their garages, or have their vehicles parked in such a way that our trucks can get through so that we can be of better service to the residents of the communities.
Public Relations Officer of the Sanitation Service Authority, Carl Padmore. The Barbados Sugar Industry Limited is expected to meet with the new management of this country's sugar industry very soon to discuss plans for this year's harvest and the way forward. This was revealed by BSIL Chairman Mark Seeley as he highlighted his expectations for this year's crop season. He is hopeful that workers in the industry will be paid in a timely manner.
One of the most important things is that we want to be paid on time. That's very important, because when you're paid on time, you can buy all your various inputs like fertilizers, weedicides, pesticides, etc., pay your staff, all of these things. Cash flow is very important to a farming business and indeed to any business. We have actually reached out to the new company already, Besco, who will be running the factory, and we should be meeting with them hopefully next week.
Mr. Seeley expects production to be no different as it was under the previous owner.
I think that the expectations are the same as what we would want, you know, if the government was actually running the business. But obviously, you know, we want to make sure that everything runs smoothly. We want an early start to the crop or start on time, February 15th. We want to logistically have very efficient trucking from the fields.
Chairman of Barbados Sugar Industry Limited, Mark Seeley. The Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is pleased that the central bank has shut down attempts by commercial banks to charge customers for online transactions from their accounts to other financial institutions. Early this week, Scotiabank posted a notice on the website stating that effective February 1st, retail banking customers will be charged a transaction fee of $1.25 when they visit a branch or use online banking or their banking app for certain transactions. On Wednesday, the bank issued a directive warning commercial banks that they are not to charge for what is called automated clearinghouse or ACH transactions. Executive Director with the BCEN, Maureen Holder, explains that this move is a form of consumer protection.
This decision reflects a commitment on the part of the Central Bank of Barbados to ensure that financial institutions prioritize the best interests of consumers without posing any additional risk to the banks. I suppose the Central Bank would have determined that imposing additional fees are not necessarily measures associated with regulatory compliance. So curbing excessive fees is certainly the way to go. At least we at BCEN believe that it could assist with promoting financial inclusion and strengthen public confidence in the fact that a regulatory body such as the Central Bank of Barbados is concerned about protecting consumers in the financial market.
Executive Director with the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. Hundreds of Brownies and Boy Scouts are undergoing training in drug awareness through the National Council of Substance Abuse. The two-day online session for the NCSA's Barbados Substance Abuse Awareness Badge had seen 500 students between the ages of 7 and 11 participating. Speaking during a virtual presentation, the Minister of Home Affairs and Information stressed the importance of having children enrolled in organized youth associations.
The 2020 NCSA Primary School Survey indicated that only 11% of those surveyed participated in organized youth groups such as Scouts or Girl Guides, and that is a shame. These organizations teach our children how to be self-disciplined, how to use their time constructively, to be supportive, and how to be committed to learning. Far too many parents pull their children from Cubs and Brownies as the Common Entrance exam approaches, giving preference to lessons. Yes, lessons are important, but so are the valuable life skills, such as positive decision-making, that your children are developing through these social groups. Regretfully, we see the long-term effects of poor decision-making throughout our communities. Striking a balance is critical for the holistic development of our nation's future. By being active members of these associations, you are preparing for adult life by developing valuable skills, such as caring for your school and community, and the core values of responsibility and service to others.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams encouraged the participants to apply the drug awareness knowledge to tackle real-life experiences.
As you grow into young adults, there will be people who will try to encourage you to get involved with drugs. Or you may face a challenge and think that the only solution is through using drugs. But when that time comes, I want you to reflect on what you have learned during your years as a Brownie or as a Cub Scout. And I want you to remember the things that you will learn in these sessions and make your choice from a position of knowledge and power. Over the next 2 days, you will get the opportunity to explore factual information about the effects of drugs and alcohol, to improve your skills and resist peer pressure, to develop general life skills such as decision making, and to research the impact of drugs on society.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams. The head of the Men's Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent, believes more needs to be done to address drug abuse among the youth in Barbados. Mr. Sargent said when it comes to drug awareness, there's always room for improvement. He said this issue needs to be dealt with at the core.
There are boys who have to smoke a joint before they go to school on mornings. I mean, people see these things. I don't think that people are vocal enough about this. Yes, as a social worker, I would say there's a need for more counseling, there's a need for more resources to be made available at the community level addressing such issues. But I'll also say that we also need to pay attention to where these drugs are coming from, you know, whether it be that they're locally produced or wherever, because drug education campaigns are really just a result of a bigger issue. And if you are to really deal with the issue, you have to deal with it at the core. And dealing with it at the core means that you have to find out where they are coming from and try to nip it in the bud.
President of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent. The Media Workers Association of Grenada has strongly condemned the government of Grenada's decision to bar all media representatives from covering the swearing-in ceremony of the new cabinet ministers. The association called it a dangerous new low in the government's treatment of the independent press. This is the first time in Grenada's modern history that the media has been excluded from such an important government event. Recapping the headlines, the Sanitation Service Authority appeals to businesses and residents whose parking habits are preventing garbage collection. The Barbados Sugar Industry Limited plans to meet with new management of the sugar industry soon. And the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network is pleased with the central bank's decision to halt commercial banks' online charge attempts. That's the latest. More at 8:30. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.